Hi, I'm Sadie Abair, and you're listening to the 12 Westerns podcast. You're about to hear Travis's weekly live update for the 12 Westerns. This is the audio from the video update posted on Facebook.
Good morning, folks. I'm back with another live update on the 12 Westerns. Just tuning in a little bit early to give you a chance to tune in. And also, I'm going to share this video, which I encourage you to do as well. I know I look a little crazy this morning. Haven't had a chance to take a shower, and I'm already on my fourth cup of coffee, though. Michael Englund, good to see you tune in. Bud, Sadie, good to see you tune in. Michael, I haven't seen you in a very long time. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. Nick Murphy, one of my favorite people. Thanks for tuning in, bud. I'm going to be messaging you about that script. I really want your thoughts about it. I sent Nick the Wilderness Road script, which I'll talk about a little bit later, to read. Wanted to get his professional opinion on it. Let's see. We got Tony Van. Diane Donato says, good morning. Hope you got my small donation. I absolutely did. I don't know if you saw my post, but I made a post yesterday thanking you. It's not a small donation. First of all, no donation is small. But that one is super helpful. And you actually have no idea how much every single donation helps us with this project. It's huge. So please don't feel like you made a small donation, or please hesitate to donate. Speaking of that, we received over $250 in donations yesterday, and the day before that was pretty darn good too. Very encouraging. It's been a little slow for a while. Like I said, don't hesitate to donate $5. That's the minimum donation on GoFundMe. And believe it or not, $5 goes a long way, especially if it all adds up and a bunch of people donate $5. So please don't hesitate to do that. I'm going to share this video a couple more times, and then we will get started. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's see. We got Mike, Donovan, Buster, Carol, Tim, Jennifer. Holy crap. Les, Katie, James, Matt, Bill Carr, if you're still watching, Kate Penrose. What a great group. I'm up here in the tree at Lonesome Coconut Ranch, one of my favorite places to be, drinking coffee. Like I said, I'm on my fourth cup today, Arbuckle's Coffee out of Tucson. Some really good stuff. You'll have to check it out. Order some for yourself. I've got some good news to share with you. It's been a really good week. Lots of progress. There's been some ups and downs, but that's every week for you. Before I get started, I'll thank Ralph, Caleb, and Dan Duke for tuning in. Thanks for watching this live update on the 12 Westerns. So as I do, I'm going to go through the projects one by one in chronological order of when we made them, and just give you some brief updates on what's going on with the 12 Westerns. So Bastards Crossing, this was our first one. We shot it in January in Mississippi. We're in post-production. Refining a cut, an edit, is not easy. It requires a lot of hard work. It requires a lot of patience and collaboration. There's different visions of what it should be. Right now, the editor, Michael Terrell, is delivering cuts. Myself, Jared, the cinematographer, and my supervising editor, Tony, are going through it and making suggestions. And sometimes there's little arguments here and there, and there's frustrations, and it's difficult. But we're getting through, and we're making progress. So we found a very particular section of the movie, a specific section of the movie that I don't know if I talked about it last week, but we did not anticipate that these scenes would play very differently when filmed and cut together than they did in the script. So we ended up moving some scenes around, which required a lot of hard work. We moved them out of the order of the script, and to make the tone of the movie more consistent. And we had to try a lot of different things before we finally got it to where we wanted it to be. So editing is very tough. Like even the order of the script might change. My goal is unless you absolutely have to, don't cut someone's scene. This was actually a scene that we were considering cutting, but I insisted that we try to figure out some way to leave it in, because it would have been chopping one person's role completely out of the movie. So I try not to do that with my low budget films. People put a lot of time and effort into participating, and leaving them on the cutting room floor is just the last thing that I want. So I'm really happy that we make it work and that the movie is flowing. I've been working on the sound for the movie, which involves all kinds of things. Deleting a bunch of crappy sounds that shouldn't be in there, cleaning up the ones that should, sometimes using what we called wild lines to replace dialogue, adding my own sound effects, which are better than maybe the ones that we got on set. So I finished the first 12 minutes of the movie and I sent it to those guys to review. And I hope it's good. I'm sure that I need to work more on it, but I hope it's a good start. Before I continue, let me thank a few other people. Joe, the writer of Bastards Crossing, if you're still watching, hope you're doing well. Larry Judkins, our good friend in Arizona. Mark, Angie, Kristen LeVanway. Thanks for watching. We've got some comments here. Ann Haley says, is Damon still working with you? Damon Burks is still working with me on the Mississippi films. He helped on Bastards and Texas Red, and he'll be helping me with the upcoming Mississippi films later this year. Steve Burton says, got those pictures we talked about, wondering how you want them delivered. Oh, cool. I was actually going to chat about that on this update, so now I have to revise what I'm going to say. Steve, probably email would be best. Talk about that in a bit, let you guys know what Steve is talking about. Shannon, thanks for tuning in. Billy, Jamie, Lee, thanks for tuning in. What does he say? Looks hot something. I don't know what you're saying, Lee. Dalton, thanks for tuning in. Drink Old Soul. Yeah. I wish I had a bottle of Old Soul from Cat Head right now, but I'll have to wait till I get back to Mississippi to enjoy one of those. All right, so moving on, Texas Red. We're also in post-production on this movie that we shot in February. I've seen an update on the first 25 minutes, and they're looking really, really good. The film is coming together. I think it's going to be a powerful piece, so I'm happy to see that. Tony's working hard on it. He's also working this weekend on a highlight reel, is what we would call it, and this is for a potential distributor contact of mine. They hit me up and said, hey, can you give me a highlight reel of Bastards, which we already have, Texas Red, and Deputy's Wife, and who knows, this may lead to nothing, but it's worth giving a try, and it's not a bad thing to have anyway as we start to look for distribution, and specifically foreign distribution for these Westerns. So it's kind of like a trailer, but maybe a little less formal, just showing what the movie is and some of the best parts of the film. So he's working on that, and I am working on one for She Was the Deputy's Wife. So after I get off of this update, I'm going to go straight back to work on that. And that's the latest I can tell you about Deputy's Wife. Tony's going to be digging into the edit on that one. He'll be cutting two movies at the same time, Texas Red and Deputy's Wife, which is a lot, but he can handle it. He's our best editor. So excited to see what he comes up with both. My uncle, Guy Burback, hope you're doing well, buddy. Jerry McDonald, our friend in Mississippi, hope you're doing well. Jason says, looking forward to work more on the 12 Westerns, me and my pops. That's great, Jason. I appreciate it. I love the enthusiasm for this project and how many people want to be involved. It's super encouraging. Buster says, oh, a highlight reel would be awesome to see. Well, we won't be releasing these for the public yet, but they will probably be the beginning of our first teaser trailers and trailers for the film. So we'll show you when we can. We might even make it a special treat to get a sneak preview. We'll see what happens. Don Box, thanks for watching. Appreciate it. Looking forward to working on Guide to Gunfighters together when that comes to be. Okay, so moving on to the next of the 12, which will be the next movie we make, Counting Bullets. This is our cavalry picture that John Mars and I are working heavily on. We've selected our four main actors Very excited about this cast. I think it's going to be a really good one. We're all going to be camping out, so it's going to be quite an experience. No fancy pants accommodations on this one. Everybody's got to camp out in the Dragoon Mountains and make it work and kind of be part of the environment, which will be good, I think, for the story and the characters. We scouted Harker's Old West Museum this week. Very cool Western movie set in Tucson, Arizona. I wanted to see Harker's. I hadn't seen it yet. And we met Rick Harker there and experience. He's got a cool little set there. And I think we're going to film for Counting Bullets there one day. We'll finalize that this week. So I'll make an official announcement when we sign the agreement. We returned to the Dragoon Mountains yesterday, did some more scouting and all of that. It's a wonderful place. Can't wait to film there. There are definitely some rattlesnakes. We ran into I think it's called a Mojave rattlesnake yesterday. So we'll have to be careful. But as my friend Bill Perkins says in Arizona, rattlesnakes make good eating. So it might be some of our craft services, fried rattlesnake. We'll see. Anyway, we even got a chance to take some promotional stills with John Mars in his cavalry uniform. So I'm working on those today too and hope to show you something by the end of the day. But there's a few of them that I'll be tweaking and releasing over the next few weeks. More good news. We found a camp cook. So in this movie, like I said, we'll be camping for nearly 2 weeks making the movie, and we need someone to feed us breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a small production budget. So we found someone. She's coming from California to be part of this, and it's going to be really great to have someone to take care of us in camp while we're working really hard in the hot sun. And like John Ford says, the best thing about Westerns, you wake up real early in the morning, you work hard all day, and you go to bed at night exhausted, ready to do it again. So that's what I'm looking forward to on this one. All right. Diane says, well, I'm a princess, so can't be in that one. Sounds good, Diane. Tim Carter says, it would be fun to camp out in the Dragoons. Yes, I highly recommend camping out in the Dragoons. It's a great place. Dale, thanks for tuning in. Joe G. Brown, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate the audience we've got today for this live update. Steve Burton says, Rattlesnake is best in a stew, too dry for the barbecue. So good. I'll keep that in mind. My buddy Bill Perkins, he likes to saute his, and he says it's amazing. So I'm sure there's many great ways to cook rattlesnake. And if we have to kill and cook one, we will. But we obviously are not going to go hunting for them, only if we have to. I definitely don't want to kill one and not use the meat. I think that's completely irresponsible. All right, so let's move on. We'll talk about Guide to Gunfighters and Heart of the Gun next. The next few days for me are going to be super important. I have to make final decisions on when I'm going to shoot both of these movies. So I'm working on that now. I'm talking to a few other collaborators before I make these decisions. And basically my goal is by the end of April, I'm going to set out a plan and I'm going to work towards it. And even in these uncertain times, I think we need a plan. Potentially that will need to be adjusted as the world continues to change, but got to move forward in some kind of way. That's going to happen in the next few days. A lot for me to think about and big decisions to make. All right, a few more comments. Lynn says, love the update. Carol says, I'd like to be a cook's assistant if I could. Depends on my free time. Very cool, Carol. We'll have to talk about that. Jason says, I heard you boil rattlesnake for a few hours, then grill. Okay, well, that's a good recommendation. John Sheely, thanks for tuning in. I see you made your profile picture, our deputy's wife still. I love that image of you, man. And the movie's looking good from the footage that I've seen. Very excited about it. All right, so Frontier is the next of the 12 Westerns I want to talk about. This is my experimental werewolf Western with three female characters. It's an all-female cast other than the werewolves. What I was going to say, what I written down in my notes is that Jared and I may go scout the Bloody Basin Cabin, which is probably our main contender right now for the Desert Cabin location. However, our supporter Steve Burton, and I believe Carol went with him, went and scouted it for us. So this saves Jared and I a trip. They took some pictures. So Steve was just commenting on the update here that he's going to send those to me. Thank you so much, man. Right now, getting from Southern Arizona up there north of Phoenix would have definitely been a little bit of a task. So you saved us a trip. And I'm really looking forward to seeing those pictures. This week, now that I've finished the rewrite for Wilderness Road, I really need to go through Frontier and do one of probably the last rewrites before we really kick that sucker into gear. Pearl Heart, I'm talking to the Yuma prison, the historic prison there, about how I could possibly come scout during the stay-at-home restrictions. Originally, they said no way. Then they asked me to fill out this whole filming location agreement where it asks you where you want to film inside the prison. I said, well, I haven't seen the prison, so how could I possibly fill this out? So they're trying to work out a way for me to come see it. I think because this is a very popular spot, it's kind of doubtful that I will actually end up filming there. I think it's going to be too expensive for us. But I'm crossing my fingers, and I'd like to go see it no matter what, if only for a reference. Really excited about the idea of making this movie in Globe, Arizona. So I think that's going to move forward pretty soon. I'm going to be sending the script for The Woman Who Robbed the Stagecoach, which is the title of the Pearl Heart movie, to Marina Khan, who is my cinematographer for Guide to Gunfighters. I really need her to shoot this movie because it's a movie about a young lady, and I think that working directly with a woman as my main collaborator on this movie would be really great. So I'm hoping Marina will be up for it. I do have some stipulations about how we're going to make the movie, which is a little bit experimental as well. So we'll see what she thinks of the script and my ideas. That's enough for Pearl Heart. After that, I'll be returning to Mississippi, which I can't wait to do. I miss the South for Turn and Burn, our barrel racing movie in September. I announced Chloe Cornish this week. She's a barrel racer, not an actress, but she already appeared in our movie Texas Red and did a good job as a featured extra. And she also helped us design some of the set for Bastards Crossing. She's a great writer, and my determination, you know, with Turn and Burn was to cast racers, to make this an authentic barrel racer movie, not a movie with a bunch of actors who do not know how to ride. So really excited to have Chloe and the other barrel racers that are in the film. I'm continuing to find different people to be involved, so keep an eye out for my post and share them, and try to get all of the great riders in Mississippi and the Southeast to be involved. This is going to be happening in late September, early October. So keep an eye out for that. One of the most challenging things about making movies is waiting for people to get back to you. Something I'm doing kind of a lot with Turn and Burn. So I just need to kind of keep following up with them patiently. And hopefully eventually we'll hear back what I need to know and move forward with progress. All right, real quick, I will refer to some of these comments. Billy says, hope you're thinking of me for counting bullets. Like to work with you. Definitely, Billy. I will be. I saw your email. Carol says it was a trek, referring to her and Steve's journey to Bloody Basin Cabin. I bet. I heard that it's a little bit difficult to get to. Thanks for tuning in, Wanda, Emily Ann, Elizabeth, and Irene. I appreciate you watching this week's live update. All right. The Natchez Trace films, or better yet, what I'm calling right now, the Wilderness Road. Like I said, I finished the rewrite on that, and I think it's the strongest version of the script so far. It does still need some revision. I got some great feedback from Damon Burke, who was the first one to read it. He really had some good insight. He liked, I think, the strongest parts of the script, and he pointed out the weakest. I've been casting some more. I will have a new casting announcement to share with you on Thursday. Like I said, I also shared the script with Nick Murphy, who was in Texas Red, and I'm really looking forward to seeing talking in more depth with him about it. He said it was a pretty pretty horrific at times, which it is, but it's based on what actually happened. And if I really told the story of what actually happened, the film would be almost unwatchable, because this is about outlaws who were so evil that it's hard to believe the things that they did. But I think it's an important story to tell, and as Nick also said, it's quite ambitious, but I am determined to make this movie. So the other thing is I announced Caleb Ivey as playing the character of Langford. He's been on my mind, actually, as Langford, since I wrote the script. I didn't tell him that, but it's true. I've been thinking about him, and no other better contender came along, so Caleb's got the role. I also will be sending the script to Mario Mattei, my collaborator on She Was the Deputy's Wife, to see if he's interested in being our cinematographer for the movie. I want him to look at the material and see if he's up for this. Like I said, it's very dark, it's challenging, so I just want to kind of get that out of the way, see if he's on board, and then move on, depending on what that answer is. All right, that's about it on this live update. Let me refer to some comments we got here. Anna Keen says, I love seeing the progress of the Mesquites head coconut here. Yep, Anna, I love being here at the Coconut Ranch. I love hanging out with Lucy and Zoe, and I appreciate this place that you've created. It's really great, and it's a wonderful place to be while I'm making these 12 Westerns, so thank you. Jerry here says, I have COVID lockdown mutton chops that may look good in a movie. You'll have to send me a picture of that. That sounds awesome. All right, last, I always like to say what movie you'll be expecting a review of tomorrow morning. This week, I studied the movie Maverick with Mel Gibson, a Western comedy that I watched as a kid and recently revisited. So check in tomorrow morning on the 12 Westerns page for my review of Maverick. Thank you so much for watching. Like I said earlier, this post, every donation you make to the 12 Westerns matters. No donation is too small. So $5, $6, $10, $200, like someone donated yesterday. Whatever you can do. I know these are hard times, but we are so encouraged by everything that we're receiving in terms of support, from money to sharing posts, liking, commenting. All of it helps big time. Our fans are the backbone of this project. So keep it up. And I really appreciate you watching this update. I'll see you next Sunday.
This podcast was edited by myself, Sadie Abear, and features music by Raphael Crux. Please consider supporting this podcast with a small monthly donation. You can do so by going to anchor.fm/runningwildfilms and clicking the Support This Podcast button.